Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings Radio. And hello to my favorite co-hosts, co-pilots in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. If you're just tuning in, you're new to the program, I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and we are all the Awakenings Radio community, the 411 for awakening, metaphysical insights, inspiration, soul insights, and useful tools on the soul path is our focus. We've got listeners. Yeah, if you are listening and you would like to call in for reading or to share, the number is 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get on air. I'd like to give a nice warm hello and hug also to everyone that's listening via iTunes and, of course, the archives. And I do want to thank some special people that have been leaving some wonderful appreciation feedback on the iTunes page, our Awakenings Radio page. What a nice surprise. I happen to be downloading music, and every once in a while I'll just go to the Awakenings Radio page and just see, oh, has anybody said anything about Awakenings? And there was just some wonderful feedback. Actually got some wonderful feedback about our guest that was on last week, Ruth Schwartz. So for one of our listener participants, really like the program. And yes, if you do listen via iTunes or even the archives, let us know. It helps people find Awakenings, all those great appreciation messages and feedback that you do put on the Awakenings radio page on iTunes. Bumps us up in the search engine so people can find us more easily. But even more importantly, I just love it. Feels good. Feels good to connect. Also, connect with us on Awakenings Radio page on Facebook as well, and just connect and say hello and let us know how your awakening is taking place. Hello, everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, the chat room. We've had a little bit of issue with some of the logging in, but that should be settled soon. So hopefully you're getting able to log in to the chat room. We are going to be getting to email questions, also questions on air. Again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122. I do want to share something with you that I'm doing, and I've been writing a lot about cleansing and clearing out. And I find when you're going to a next level of anything, when you're starting something new or you're going to a next level, similar to when you're traveling, any kind of trip, you decide what do you want to take, what's too much baggage. You want to take some comfy things, some things that, you know, maybe center you or remind you of home, or maybe it's a great book or a journal, or, you know, maybe you've downloaded some great, you know, books on your iPad or, you know, smartphone or your reader or whatever. There's certain things you want to take. Maybe, you know, a great sweatshirt, or I know for me there's certain things I take when I travel. But there's some things you don't want to take with you because they're just going to wear you down. And you kind of know that from the beginning. Or maybe you've traveled before and you've overpacked and you realize, oh, that's not a pleasant thing to do. You know, really overpacking on a trip, not good, not good. So I've been writing a lot about this, and actually I do have a post coming out this Friday that dives more into this. And I've been thinking about, I want to do a cleanse. I want to clear out. I'm clearing out some my closet, one of them. And what else can I clear out? And I'm thinking, oh, I want to make some changes in my diet, you know. having too much of something, even if it's good. Sometimes too much of something even good is not great. So we're going to be doing, maybe for 3 weeks, but for sure two, that's only two Wednesdays, two Awakenings Wednesdays. I want everyone to join us in a cleanse and clear. I'm calling it cleanse, clear, and connect in. So I want you to look and see what can you cut back on, cut down on, clean up, clear out, and so that you can connect in better. Because when you have something too much of something, it tends to block our inner connection, and it throws us off of our own personal flow, which then connects us into that universal flow. So think about cutting back, cut back, cut down, clean up, clear out, and connect in. Look and see, what do you have too much of, or what are you doing too much of? You know, too much of a bad thing or even too much of a good thing can block our inner connection. So any excess in either direction can cause blocks to our inner connection to our higher self, as well as our own inner knowing. So that inner knowing, that connection to the higher self, and that stream of inner knowing, it gets a little muddy. So imbalances on either side of our center point can throw us off, and that causes a filtering with our inner messages. So join us. A friend of mine called this morning and said, oh, do you want to do a cleanse with me? And I was like, yes, 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 we're starting today. So it can be anything. It could be anything. Is it money for you? Is it food? Is it too much vino? Is it too much coffee? Is it, you know, again, it doesn't have to be something bad or wrong. You know, do you need to lighten up with your eating? Are there things you need to release or clear out in your house? Or do you need to clean up? Is there too much clutter? So join us, and then you can go to the Awakenings radio page and let us know how you're doing. I'm going to be uploading pictures, foods that I'm eating, things that I'm doing, clearing out. And let's just have fun with it. So I've been talking, you know, quite a few of my clients have been going through this as well, and they've been telling me, I'm going to this next level, I feel something's holding me back. And I'm like, where are the excesses? And during this time of harmony through conflict, which this whole year is about balancing out, so you can consciously balance out just by looking and seeing, where are the excesses in your life? Those could be emotional excesses, over-emotionalism, are you not connected to your emotions? Are you overly cut off? Just look in your life. There's no wrong or right. You just want to look at it from a place of balance, a balancing point, so that you're moving into your own personal center point. So you're releasing the baggage to go into that next level that we're all going into right now. So let me know how you're doing with it. If you want to email awakenings@selfandlight.com, you can email and let me know, and I'll share on air, as well as post it on our Facebook page, Awakenings with Michelle Mache, or you can just go to the Michelle Mache page. It's all the same. So 2 weeks at least. I'm going maybe for three, but let's start with two. And you know, you'll see. You'll get in the own groove of what you need to cleanse and clear, to tune in, to connect in. We're talking about deeper connection here. Okay. Again, that call-in number, 347-539-5122. We've got some callers. Make sure you press 1 on the keypad. That lets me know that you'd like to be heard. Hello, 310-429, welcome to Awakenings. Hello? Oh, let's see. 329, welcome to Awakenings.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I started today, too, so this is perfect.
Exactly. I love it. Well, join us in this. It was a great inspiration from a dear friend of mine. So post on the Facebook page. Let us know how you're doing. What are you cleaning out, clearing out, and what are you bringing in? That's the thing. It leaves room to bring in something.
Go ahead. I thought you were asking me.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, yeah, just the first name.
Oh, Lori.
Okay. All right. So you're definitely going to a new level. And something definitely on the career front with publishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Showing. Yeah, for sure. And let's see. There seems to be... Let's see. Okay, let's see. Lot to do with the career expansion. You definitely are on fire with that. It's showing a lot, too, for you. It's a lot of your own push right now, your own impetus is what it's showing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm hearing one of your dogs is going to have to go to the vet.
Oh, really?
Test. Yeah. So they're going to be. He'll be fine, but it does show a little. It does show a trip there that just flew in here.
Okay.
Let's see. And do you know a Mike, Mike or Michael?
No. I mean, nothing really that pops in my head.
Close. Okay. Is it? There's somebody going to be with work-wise. I don't know if it's an agent or collaborator. I'm feeling more of a man, showing male energy. It could be a very strong female individual, but I feel more of the male features is what I'm getting psychically.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be helping you. I'm also seeing a new car around you, and this could be, I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, towards the end of the year. It does show a new vehicle around you.
Oh, thank God.
contemplating a move, but I feel that could be a little bit delayed, but I definitely am seeing a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I feel a lighter color, and I do feel like it could be like an SUV type thing. But more,
mm-hmm.
but lighter. I get a light color.
Okay.
Someone you know maybe selling it or something, or have a good deal or something, or taking it. But I feel help around it. There's assistance around it.
Okay.
Jen or Jean, that name is also going to be around you. Jen or Jean. J name. Okay. Go ahead. You have a question?
Well, about my dog. That was
yeah.
You know which one? I have a younger one and then a three-year-old, like a one-year-old and a three-year-old.
One that's a little heavier, that bigger one.
Okay.
Older, yeah.
Okay.
Wait a second. Hold on. Let's see. There's some cleaning supply. There's something that they're using in your home, you have to change. Make sure whoever's cleaning. I feel like they're eating something. I feel like it could be on the floor. Do they lick the floor?
Yeah, but it's like all natural.
Have you ever see? What? Well, still too much. You know, at the top of the program, I said too much of something. Watch that. What's on the floor? It feels like something that's waxy.
Okay.
It might have essential oils in it, I feel. I feel like it could be essential oils.
Yeah, it is.
And it's building up.
It's Mrs. Myers. That's the Mrs. Myers stuff, like all-purpose cleaner.
Yeah. And is there essential oils in there?
Yeah.
I think there's some. The essential oil is not. It's not good for both of them, but one of them is more sensitive to it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's minty. I feel it very pungent. I would say go with just soapy water. I don't know if you can do that on your floor, but I feel like there's something and there's constantly licking or when they're licking themselves.
Okay.
It's on the, but it's the, yeah, there's something on the floor. The cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah, they lick a lot. Not just the floor, but they're walking on it and licking.
Okay.
And it's building up in the system.
Okay. Okay, I'll change that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Cool, let's see. I do see something with New, or I don't know if it's Colorado, New York, or back east. I feel an eastern trip coming up around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, your main focus right now is work, partnership. I do feel there's going to be, it feels like right now at the beginning there's work partnership, but I do feel that there will be also not just work business partnership, but also relationship after this, personal partnership.
Good.
Yeah. And it could be at some kind of event is what I'm seeing. I don't know if it's an event for you particularly. It might be or you're a part of it. And this is what I'm seeing more in September, October. There seems to be a lot around you with public, publicity, publishing, a lot of PUB, publicity, also, publishing.
I just got off the phone with a publisher, with a book agent and a publisher, a PR person. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and if everything goes as planned, that's when all that stuff would be happening.
It'll all take off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when I see things really kind of starting to take off and
mm-hmm.
A whole new direction being opened.
So in the fall, kind of early winter,
yeah.
Fall?
Yeah, early fall, early winter, right in that time, probably Sag time.
Okay.
I would think. Good.
Yeah, that would be exactly
okay.
Around the time.
Very cool.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. That was great.
You're very welcome. Keep listening.
Okay.
Okay. So those of you that are just joining us, and we will get to other readings, I have some things I hope I get to cover, too. Email questions. If I don't get to cover them this week, I'll definitely cover them next week. But again, I want to share with everyone, join us for our Cleanse, Clear, and Connect In. Look and see where can you cut back, cut down, clean up, clear out, and connect in. So ask yourself, what do you have too much of? What are you doing too much? And remember, too much of a bad thing and a good thing, not just a bad thing, but too much of a good thing can block your inner connection. So we're going to be doing this for the next few weeks. Join us on the Facebook page, Awakenings Radio Facebook page, and let us know what you're cutting back on, clearing out, what's bringing you back into that center point. And we've been talking about this for quite a while. We've been doing it a lot mentally, emotionally. But let's kick it into that next level. What is it materially? Is there too much clutter? Do you need to clear out the closet? Do you need to clear out your mental closet? Our mind is a container as well. So look and see what needs completing, what are you really not going to get to and let it go? Again, what is there too much of in one direction and not enough in another? And let us know. Let us know. All right. Hello, 502-592. Welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking
Hello?
To you, 502-592. I can hear you. You can speak up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. What's your first name?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes. You do readings?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is my dilemma. I've met a guy over a year ago, I guess, online. And I was, at first we were both writing each other, and then he said he was real busy, so he stopped writing me. But one thing that I did really learn from this guy, and I do like talking to him, I learned about the Kabbalah, and he's an interesting guy to talk to. So
that's all it is, though.
Pardon
that's
me?
What I feel. That's all it is.
That's.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. You need to focus a lot on you. See, not every relationship, and in fact, not every soulmate relationship, is meant to be of a romantic nature. That's something we've kind of gotten into on the earth plane, that if we feel that connection or even sparks, that we're meant to have this romantic relationship. And sometimes people jump into things and then they realize, it's not that.
Why would somebody not write you and then call you out of the clear blue and say they got mad at you for talking about Kabbalah? I don't even know why he got mad at me. But he called me to wish me Merry Christmas out of the clear blue.
Right.
But
I feel, and then we got to go to another question. I feel it's a fleeting relationship. I feel like there was a real strong connection, but I don't feel a consistent connection.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And he's got some kind of issue.
I have to agree with you. He doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. he's got some issues there. So, but he did open some doors for you, like you know, I see, and like you were even saying. So, you know, that's good. Sometimes the messenger can impart some kernels, you know, little nuggets of wisdom, but everything else around it is not, you know, really life enhancing or not in alignment. So does that help?
Yeah. You said let it go.
Good. Yeah, let it go. Yeah. That's, you know, that you see the theme of our show today, Sean. It's really this cutting back, letting go, cutting back, clearing out. Where are their excesses? See, these excesses, thanks for calling in, sweetie. These excesses can also be one-sided relationships or drama in a relationship. That's an excess. When you have drama, there's an excess of something going on. And, of course, meditation helps us get to that center point. Movement helps us get in that center point. Journaling helps us get into that center point, which is a form. Journaling is actually a form of movement because you're getting what's in the mind and even the feelings in the body out. You're moving it out of that body mind and getting it onto paper or some kind of source, you know, your iPhone or whatever, BlackBerry or iPad or whatever, computer, but let it move out. So look and see where are you also over-focusing. When we over-focus on something or someone, when we're fixated, when we're obsessing, anything that's compulsive. So again, I want us all to do this not with judgment. I'm doing it. I'm doing it in my life right now. I kept getting the call and I kept writing about it. And then I'm like, you know, I need to take it to another level in a few areas in my life. Just to, again, we're on this great soul path, you know, road trip. Do we want to be schlepping along excess of anything? You know, and I think not. And it's perfect, our guest that's going to be coming on later, too. We'll get her take on this because we're going to have Jill LeBeau later from Feng Shui Your Mind. So I'm sure Feng Shui is a lot about getting the energy moving. So I look forward to connecting with her as well. All right, let's go to another caller, 484-300. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
My first name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. What's your question?
Hi there. My question is, I want to know, do you see any changes coming up in the next couple of weeks, next month or so, regarding my home life? Anything taking place in my home?
Well, I keep getting, do you have a move hanging over you? I feel like there's a move.
No.
You're deciding to stay. Did you almost have to move?
No. Been living at the same place 3 years. No problems. I'm in a committed lease.
So what do you want to have? You want to have somebody moving or someone moving in with you? I see a move. I see boxes or you're rearranging house or something because I can see boxes stacked.
Nothing? No, I don't have any. I don't have any boxes. I'm not rearranging anything. So I don't know what's coming up. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm seeing boxes stacked and you going through things. So do you have someone coming to live with you?
I guess. I have no
idea. So why your question? Because when you're asking me that, I'm seeing either someone moving in with you or boxes. I'm assuming they're moving boxes by what I can see psychically.
Well, because I was told this back in February that someone would be moving in with me between middle of March and middle of April, and I wasn't sure if I believed it or not. But now that you're saying it, something must be coming. And I don't know what's coming, so I guess that's why I'm asking you what's coming.
I don't know if it's that soon, but I do feel, and I don't know if it's a roommate or somebody staying temporarily, but I can definitely see you having to rearrange things to accommodate somebody in your place.
Okay.
So yeah, and it feels like it's this year. Yeah.
So you have no idea when this person is going to get in touch with me, give me a heads up.
I feel first like they could come and visit, or they could stay for a while. I don't know. It feels like there could have been it could even be a previous relationship.
Oh boy,
that's
yeah,
been back
see,
and forth.
You're hitting the nail on the head here. That's what the other person told me, and I didn't want to believe it, but now I think you're right.
Okay.
I know
exactly what you're talking about,
and
okay.
Yeah, and I'm not even with that person at the moment or right now, so I guess that person's going to be skipping back in on in or...
Yes, but I feel like they could maybe live in a different area, not close to you, so I don't know if I want to say for sure living together. There could be... See, I still feel they're up in the air, so you may be trying out, or they're going to come and spend some time. I feel also there's something in regards to the job or work situation.
Oh my God, you are so accurate. You have no idea. This person that I'm not seeing right now has not been working since the beginning of January and having severe financial problems, I heard, through the grapevine. Oh, boy.
Yes, and needs to move out of their place. So you may, willing, half unwilling, allow them to back in for a little bit.
Is
what I'm hearing. I feel like they're kind of coming to you with hat in hand.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I better get my acting gear here, huh?
Exactly. Clear out what you don't need, Tony. Join all of us in the cleaning out.
Well, you know what? I have a pre-teenage daughter, and she's been doing a lot of clearing out because she's outgrowing everything from shoes
to clothes. Oh, that's what I was seeing
clothes.
By getting rid of the clothes and stuff. That's what I was seeing
in
the house.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
her because she's a rat pack, and believe me, she's been clearing out.
Okay.
So we're getting,
well,
we're,
good
at least
for
we're
her.
Getting rid of, we're getting rid of all her junk, and... We're donating it all, so, you know, on my part...
Okay, so that's what I was seeing psychically then at the beginning of our call. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony, well, keep listening. Thanks for joining us on Awakenings.
Thank you.
Much peace. You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to jump to an email question, and then we'll jump back on to the phone lines. And again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. Question from Blair. I've been seeing various number sequences for a few years now, like 1010, 1111, 111, 222, 333, etc., but 777 is a new number sequence that I'm not so familiar with, and I've seen it a few times in the past week or so. Matter of fact, I saw it this evening when I was on Twitter. Aha! If you could shed light on the meaning behind 777, it would help me a lot, as I'm not familiar with its meaning. What I do is as a master numerologist, numbers break down to sequences or complexes of energy. Within them, like a 6, you've got the 3 energy, 2 threes, and then to that singular energy. Soul Star in the chat room saying, hey, Dale, that's me. Hi there. So what I'm getting with the 7, especially for you, and it's funny that you were on Twitter, because let me tell you, the first time that I was on Twitter, I it took me 2 days to recover because I could feel as an empath everybody's energy coming through. And we had done this first Friday, and it was all this fast tweeting. And it was all this exchange of energy. So when you're on, you know, wirelessly or on the Internet through Ethernet, you are stepping up your vibrational frequency, especially using computers. As you know, they have crystals in them. So there's an amplifying. That's why we're so drawn to them, the screen. There's an amplifying energy, which, of course, too much amplification can also, you know, burn you out or drain you. So, Blair, I do feel for you, this 777 for you is connecting in. It's like your guides with those 3 7s is asking you to connect in more spiritually and also to use that in your writing is what I'm hearing, to relay the spiritual path, the spiritual unfolding, your spiritual insights, looking underneath the surface of things and bringing it up to the surface and sharing it with others, as well as yourself, sharing first with yourself, though correcting me, and as so that you're seeing the magic, the mystery, which is that seven vibration. It's magic, it's mystery, it's an alchemical number. It also breaks down to that 21-3, which has to do with creativity and self-expression. So it's also calling for writing. Self-expression is what I'm hearing. That three energy is the communicator. It's the writer. It's the person that relays information, disseminates information, shares information, communicates. So magic, mysticism, connecting to your spirituality, also meditation for you is what I'm hearing. And that 213 is saying not to be afraid to go alone. Don't be afraid to also join with others to work, you know, in tandem or work in partnership. But also don't be afraid to be out of the pack, to be working on your own. Okay, so there is both for you the idea of separating out to see your own unique gifts and talents and to share those, as well as to join with others with those unique gifts and talents. So I would say if you're writing, definitely, you know, blog, have your own blog, have your own thing, but maybe write for some other websites as well, or you can post them on the Awakenings page, whatever you're writing or your photography, whatever you're sharing. But it would be a sharing of a creative nature is what I'm hearing. I hope that helps. I hope that sheds some light. Yeah, so let us know. Let's see if that helps at all. I know you're in the chat. I don't know if you're calling in or not, but that's what I see with that. Okay, a couple other email questions I do want to get to, and then we will get to the callers. If you are in the queue, please press 1 on the keypad, and that'll let me know that you want to get on air. Let's see. Oh, we have some people that are having a lot of dreams. Now, dreams right now are really up, and I've been talking about this quite a bit on my program. I've been talking about it quite a bit in my Soul Path workshops and the groups that I do. And that's why a couple of weeks ago we did a whole program just devoted to signs, symbols, songs, numbers, and dreams. Because this is the way that your higher self communicates to you and sometimes to other people in this way or numbers, just like Blair had written in. But what's happening, because we're clearing more of the astral plane, we're getting more into the archetypal imagery that our universe is based on. And so we are getting less filtered information. We're getting more, in a sense, the raw data. We're seeing more also because there's less and less. You know, you might see now like a fever pitch of emotionalism or conflict. You might see, but it's like a cold or flu. It gets worse before it gets better. So we're kind of in that phase, you know, or tossing a salad where it's all up in the air, but more of the higher octave is starting to filter through. So people's dream life is going to be very, very active, as well as people noticing number sequences or words as confirmations. I can't remember what it was the other day, but the cleanse and the clear. I've been writing on this, and I thought, okay, what's my next step that I need to do? And then I get a call this morning of someone wanting to do a cleanse with me. So, you know, you put it out there because those numbers, those signs, those symbols that are those dreams are an answer. You're answering from your own higher self, your own higher octave, your expanded state of consciousness is coming through that astral, plane, coming through the subconscious. It's working its magic through the material plane to move things in your path. Signs, symbols, situations, words, people, on a reoccurring level. So watch what's reoccurring for you right now in your life. That's a big hint as to what you need to integrate or let go of, what you need balancing in, or new directions coming in. It's your next step. That's how the higher self speaks. The higher self is giving you the blueprint of your soul path, your soul design. It's showing what's next. It's the architect. Your higher self is the architect. But it's working off of a blueprint. So you could say soul self, higher self. So James is asking, saying that his dreams have been in common with new characters and concepts. Listen to this. Also, it seems that there's a cleansing of sorts going on. I'm awake at this time, 3:30 a.m., due to a bad dream involving me in a situation that I hope never to experience in actual life. So James had, we talked to him before, he emailed the question about the Jesus dream and the people at the table, and I was saying how it's an integration dream. A lot of times dreams that are happening that are very scary are about releasing and cleansing and clearing. So again, you want to go with the emotion. What's the emotion or feeling in the dream and then the theme of the dream? And it can be cleansing fears. It can be cleansing deep-rooted feelings about something, maybe something that's blocking you, or maybe that fear is blocking, or it could be something you need to confront. One of the things you can do is dream reentry, or you can, by shifting the dream and going back in, especially if you're lucid, if you're a bit awake, you can go back in and embrace. Like if you're a person that's always running, then stop running in the dream. And if you're always hitting, embrace what you're fearing or embrace what feels ugly. If you're always embracing it or making yourself smaller, make yourself bigger, and maybe you need to, you know, maybe you need to fight. Again, it's not about actual fighting or embracing. It's about balancing out that energy. So there is a theme right now for cleansing and clearing, and that's also in relationship. Be aware of toxic relationships, either yourself to yourself or with other people. That will come up in the dream also, especially if you're dreaming of, like, tidal waves or things with a lot of water that seems to be out of control. The toilet overflowing, you know, those are emotional issues that either there's over-emotionalism or there's emotions that need to be, or situations evoking those emotions that need to be brought to the surface to be looked at. So those characters that in those dreams can be people you're going to meet or people you know already, but there are also aspects of you that you need to become aware of and integrate and rebalance somehow. So those characters are showing you new qualities that are coming in for you. Aren't we amazing? The mind, the body, the soul, the spiritual essence that we are, that spiritual energy, we are amazing beings. You know, I saw something the other day, a tweet, where someone had tweeted, the mind is the soul's enemy. And that's not true. The mind gets a bad rap. You need your mind. You need the left side of the brain, you need as well as the right. The mind is a container, so it holds what we put in it. Same with the ego. You know, the ego is a great learner, so it's only reflecting back what it's taught. Those are aspects of ourselves. These are aspects of God or the all that is. So they're not bad. You know, I don't know where it got a bad rap that the mind is bad, but the mind is brilliant. But it depends, you know, it's like wallpaper. What are you wallpapering in your room? Your mind is, again, it's a container. It's also a funnel or a channel. And, of course, in esoteric studies, in advanced metaphysics, we go beyond the mind, but we have to come back in the mind to connect into our experience because that's what we're doing here. So very, very cool. Very, very cool question. Thank you, James. Okay, we'll get to some other people on line here. 901-406, welcome to Awakenings Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Lanice. How are you?
Lanice?
Yes.
Hi, Lanice.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Oh, yes. A relationship question.
Okay, cool. Well, there's a lot of those today.
Yeah.
Okay.
My current relationship, what are you seeing there?
Okay. That you have to ask. Well, I don't feel, if you have broken up, I feel you're back together. I feel like it may not be where you want it to be is what I'm feeling. It feels kind of so-so.
Mm-hmm.
Who's at your house a lot watching TV? I see somebody there. Do you have a son? Or is that the guy?
I live alone right now, but when my friend comes over, he watches TV.
You guys watch TV a lot. Too much TV.
Mm.
Get out. Okay. That's the first thing that I saw is a guy watching TV. So that's your friend.
Well, we get out. We've done a lot. But he's kind of on the
Have you? Okay. He's a sports fan because I see him on the TV a lot, even when you're not, it's not the two of you. He's on television. He's watching the TV a lot. He enjoys it. He enjoys it. But I feel like you're not getting something. Does that seem right? I feel like, you know, again, I'm not seeing a breakup, but I'm seeing you kind of get restless. You're kind of opening a little bit to other people. Not yet overtly, but it's kind of moving in that direction. What are you wanting from him? What are you wanting more of?
I guess a little more communication. He's not very talkative. Well, he's talkative at times, but I think we need to move in more into more communication, verbally. I think we got this telepathic thing going, but that's not going to be enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know. I still feel there's, maybe that's what I'm seeing going into the TV. There's too much. But he's not going to be like that. See, that's the thing. You know, we choose people, then we try to change him. That's not him.
Yeah.
You know, he can stretch up. It's not him. So get a girlfriend or a guy friend that's like that and just enjoy this guy for how he is. You'll be able to get a little more out of him, especially on a drive or something, but he's not going to be that guy. I see the energy. I see excitement and energy. It's going into the tube. It's going into that TV. So, or flat screen. But, yeah, that's why I feel like I don't feel you jeopardizing your relationship, but I feel you kind of looking around, seeing what's out there and be kind of being, you know, energetically available. You know how we do that. So, but then he's tried and true, and there he is.
You know? Yeah, I like
likes
him.
Cooking, likes food.
Yeah.
So he is how he is. I would joke with him about it.
Okay.
Don't rag on him. Don't get on him. But I would joke with him about it, you know.
Okay.
And my dad's a bit like that. It's funny, when I let up on that, and now I joke. Now he stays on the phone longer, and he does go into deep conversations. But what I used to do is I would say, because I start going deep, and he, okay, got to go, okay. Oh, God, on the phone a long time, or we've been talking. And I go, woo, woo, Dad, getting deep, getting off the phone, huh, getting deep. And he would start laughing. And now, because he knows more that's me, he'll go with it. You know,
okay.
So I feel with this guy, don't harp on him about it. Just maybe a little humor every now and then find some other people that can go there with you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because you can't always get everything out of a relationship. So that's
Denise,
a small
thing. Wise words.
Mm-hmm. You can't get everything from one person, you know.
No, we can't.
Well, I'm
and
like
we were
that
sold
because...
that bill of goods, and it's so not true.
Yeah. And,
that's called codependency.
Yeah, it is, and I don't want to be that. I don't like that. I'm not
exactly.
That kind of person. I'm very loving. I'm very open. I'm very loyal, but not codependent.
No, I know. But I said when we try to get everything out of one person, no. No, very
That's
wise
right.
words, and you were right, so you got the confirmation to just kind of go with it and just enjoy where he's at.
Okay.
Blessings to you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got another caller here, 801-935. Welcome to Awakenings Radio. Hello, 801-935, you're on Awakenings.
Oh, that's me.
Hi.
Hi.
A question or comment? Oh, and what's your first name, please?
My first name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. I am... I really like the theme of today's message with spring cleaning, and I was just hoping maybe you could give me some guidance as to what I could be cleaning up in my life to maybe help with some goals of success that I have, or I have a very busy life. It's hard to even pinpoint one thing that I should focus on.
I know, a lot. Cleaning, clutter, papers. Get rid of stuff that you're not gonna do is what I'm hearing. That you're not gonna do. That's one thing, you know. unless you're doing scrapbooking or collage work and you need those magazines, really, people, let's donate them to, I don't know where, but you can, schools, you can use them, you know, offices, at-risk youth centers. But I feel with you, papers, 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 papers.
Well, I mean, you're dead on because I'm sitting in a room with stacks of paper all around me.
That's what I see. Yeah.
So, I mean, I literally
get
need
rid
to
of what it is.
Cleaning.
Hmm?
I really just need to do some spring cleaning.
Yes, yes. Get rid of the papers. You know, one option, too, is voice notes or even just doing lists of things that you want to do and get rid of the paper where things are scribbled on or things we're going to look back through. We're not going to look back through them. Come on. We're not going to look back through those things. We just, it's not in this day and age. Maybe back in the 50s.
You know,
sure.
With
lemonade in the backyard, those days are gone. So that's what it is, Sandra. That will greatly free you up. I'm sure when our guest comes on air, she will have some. I know there's some feng shui thing about papers. In fact, I'll put a little note to ask her when she comes on air. That, and I know things that are in the wrong position, blocking the energetic flow.
Sure.
So I'll ask her that, and you can call back in too. People can call back in and ask our guest questions as well. So I hope that helps you, Sandra.
No, it certainly at least confirms what I already know, and I just need to get on. So I
there you go.
I'm thank you
very,
very
often. You're very welcome. Okay. Sometimes it's just so much. It's just so much, you know, it's what we're already doing, you know, or we already have that. We just need that confirmation of what we need to do. So we're getting to our second half of the program now, where we're going to be talking with our Awakened guests and wonderful Awakening Dialogue. And this week we have with us Jill LeBeau. She's a spiritual psychologist and a co-author of the groundbreaking book, Feng Shui Your Mind, 4 Easy Steps to Rapidly Transform Your Life. She's also a master relationship therapist with clinical experience. Really look forward to her. And she also writes for Om Times, the online magazine. If you want to take a peek at her website, it's fengshuiyourmind.com. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Michelle. Wonderful to talk with you today. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Wonderful to talk with you. And, you know, I always get such a divine tickle at how synchronistic and so in alignment guests and the talks are and the blog. Everything always fits together, you know. So
I love synchronicity.
I know, I love it.
We're always being guided.
Oh, I love that. That's true. That's true. And this thing, there seems to be right now just so much up right now of cleansing. And for me, I feel it's beyond spring cleaning. It's because, you know, it's happening even in the winter months. But this cleansing, clearing, releasing what's not working,
yes.
You know, yes. Cleansing out of your mind. Do you have any thoughts of why all of it, you know, this is so pronounced right now?
You know, it's like, the universe has jump-started the transformation of all of us to be able to live beyond what I like to call the clutches of the cluttered mind so that we can live as our higher selves, so that everything, and all of this has sped up, of course, and so everything that's happening, it's all in that service. It's so that we can take a step back, evaluate our lives, do an assessment, be discerning. You know, discernment is one of our spiritual powers. So when we can take a step back and be discerning about just asking ourselves basic questions, is this thought, this belief, this way of being, this behavior, this relationship, et cetera, is it serving me and others or is it not? It's a very simple question. I like to take all of the complexity. I like to declutter complexity because complexity makes life harder than it needs to be. So asking these simple questions, being evaluative, of course, where there's clutter in the mind, it becomes challenging to then be able to be honest with ourselves, to focus. And so what I like to say is, you know, it's fine to be, you know, decluttering your environment. There's nothing wrong with that. However, everything that shows up in our life originates in the mind. So let's go to the source. Let's go to the root cause of everything. When the mind is decluttered, which is really it's something we do on a daily basis. I mean, we brush our teeth every day, we shower and bathe every day, we exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to keep the mind decluttered, which is, oh, by the way, not very hard to do. To do that, what we find is that life becomes increasingly easier and more and more rewarding. The whole deal about feng shuiing the mind is, and this is what I love about it, it's putting forth minimal effort, creating maximum benefit in every single area of our life.
Mm. You know, it's interesting you're giving a confirmation, because I just was writing on this the other day that I really, it does block that inner connection, doesn't it? The higher self, you can't discern the messages. You can't hear it. No. So is it, what is your thought on that? Is it energetic? Is it those items taking up too much space, or does it pull us off track? What do you feel happens with this, the excess, whatever it is?
You're talking about physical items, or you're talking about anything?
Yeah, anything. But I do see, even with physical items, I find that people that have too many physical items, even too many material possessions.
Sure. So here's what it is. When you walk into a decluttered room, there's a feeling of, I can take a deep breath, I can relax. You start this feeling of being, you know, increasingly peaceful from kind of the Zen energy of it. It greets us, and we start to feel relaxed. So what I like to say to people is, guess what? The same is true of the mind. When the mind has too much going on in the form of a fear, doubt, anxiety, resentment, regret, worry, on and on and on, it's general stuckness, which I can talk about the wood element, which is, you know, here we go, the first day of spring, the wood element's peaking. I'd love to talk about that. But when these emotions are in our mind, what happens is we can't even breathe. When I work with clients and there's a lot of clutter, first thing I say is, are you breathing? It's like, oh, God, I didn't even realize I was hardly breathing. Because so much of the time people are walking around in this shallow breathing state, which, of course, A, keeps us from stepping into the power of the present moment. It keeps us from being in a state where we're open and spacious and available to our higher self and to ultimately to source energy, to higher guidance. So that's why I love to teach people, you know, before you do anything, it's like allow yourself to just start to become aware of what your own form of mental clutter is. Some of it's universal, but then we have our own little idiosyncratic, you know, kinds of ways that it takes over. And just get to know it so that when it shows up, it's not going to be, it doesn't have to be a problem for you. Just do the decluttering and also use that as your opportunity, because when we are doing the decluttering, what we're doing is every time we declutter, we're signaling the universe, I'm ready to step into who I really am. I'm ready to step into the next stage of my own evolution. And so this becomes a daily practice and one that is very simple to learn. It's easy, you know, efforts in the practice. And what do we know happens over time with anything we're practicing? It only gets easier. Give it 3 or 4 weeks, and then you're kind of good to go, and you're going, whoa, I see how my life is changing. Again, the mind is at the root of everything. So the decluttered mind, we can see, we were just talking about synchronicity. We immediately start getting cues from the universe. Oh, this is good. Stay on that path. That's really, really good. Do a little more decluttering. See what happens. And it's really an attitude of, and last year, 2012, everything was 2012, and I really found myself being so pulled in to this, it's time for you to really embody that state of allowing. Stop fighting life. I was born in New York. I've got the whole, now I'm in California, but I had for years, I was, especially in my youth, very much conditioned by that New York-like push, like kind of like,
yes,
keep those doors,
yes,
open, force them open. You've got to force. And guess what? When we're forcing, there's a difference between trying your best,
right,
and forcing, and forcing takes us out of the flow of life. So it turns the feng shui your mind spiritual principle
of
minimal effort, maximum benefit. It inverts it. Now we're putting forth maximum energy and getting back very, very little, if anything. It's the total opposite. So that's what happened with me last year. And then 2013 kind of rolled around. And I was like, well, I guess it's time to get back into that doing mode. And my spirit's going, sweetie, we're not done. We're not done. And I'm finding myself, you know, I have author friends and they're all like, oh, I'm writing my 12th book. And in between, I'm writing 20 e-books. And I'm kind of going, oh, my God. I guess I'm, you know, finding myself comparing, going, well, gee, I thought I was an accomplished person. I thought I was driven. What happened to that, you know, New York girl? And then I'm realizing it, I'm going, oh, more clutter in the form of, and we all do it, comparison.
Yeah.
And I'm really just learning to, I'm going, oh, well, okay, you know what? I'm being pulled into this state on a daily basis. Relax about the doing list and get into the being part of you. Be more. So then as I'm connecting the dots, and we're talking about synchronicity, as I've been wondering the last couple of weeks, wow, you know, shouldn't I be, you know, getting back into more pushing and what, you know. And then I realized, my spirit was like, aren't you the person that said you wanted to master ease and effortlessness? Have you not been talking about wanting to champion Wu Wei, which is doing it all through being? And, you know, didn't you write that book, Feng Shui Your Mind? And now I'm hearing my own soul's voice because I'm allowing myself to be where I am, releasing the clutter in the form of comparison, releasing the clutter in the form of you got to keep doing, just forget about the being dimension of life, just totally overlook it. And I'm realizing, oh, okay, I asked for this. How can you master Wu Wei if you keep thinking that you have to whip yourself into doing more? Can't be done.
Really good point. And I find right now for many there's a real emptying. I love what you said to hear the soul voice because I feel that it's getting clearer to getting to that soul voice, that soul message, to relay that instead of things that are almost that, you know?
Absolutely.
It's right. It's kind of pinpointing more to that. I love the way you put that. I feel that's very profound and will help a lot of people. Because I'm finding it's still doing a lot of emptying, still doing a lot of clearing, cleansing. But I know what you say. You look around and somebody's doing this and that's going on and this, and you're getting the opposite message. You're getting, space, more clearing.
And synchronistically, one of my lovely, you know, I'm so blessed by angel clients, and one of my lovely clients yesterday was talking about that getting from the caterpillar to the butterfly, and she was saying, and if you looked inside the caterpillar body, it's liquid, dissolving. And so this is happening on a universal scale. We're all being asked to dissolve that which no longer serves us. So, but the point is, and this is where all the fun and I get so fired up about this comes in, it's like, but why? What's going on? It's so that we can fly and be the butterflies. It's about transformation. And so when we stop fighting life and do the decluttering so that we can hear the soul saying, honey, chill out, just relax.
Yeah.
When we attune ourselves and we say, okay, and we do the decluttering and re-script our agreement to reality, then what happens is that we can then start to feel more spacious, more expansive. We feel the life energy. And then we go, wow, I just went from being a little nervous, shouldn't I be doing more, which is what the cluttered mind just, you know, bangs into us. I mean, you know, this has been well reinforced, you know, throughout history. So it's like we have to be compassionate with ourselves and understanding and really love ourselves. Because what I think is the most important thing of all is learning to love the life that we have in this moment. And, of course, love God or source energy and love who we are. And as we do that, we then open ourselves up to the life that we came here to have in the first place. It's the magic of it.
I love that. It is magical, but you're right. There has to be allowing that space. Now, Jill, we did have a caller, and you may have heard on air, but was talking about papers. And what is that? Happens when somebody has a lot of specifically paper clutter, or I'm going to get to those stack of 150 magazines and go through those recipes.
I'll get to them when. I would say this is a manifestation of a couple things. One would be, first of all, if people are living lives that are busier than that which they need to be living, let's face it, there's only so many hours in a day. And if people want to do some physical decluttering, there needs to be space to do that. So there's the reality of, again, people being so caught up in the busyness and thinking they need to be busiest, you know, then they're not going to get to that. And they're then going to suffer the consequences of having, every time they pass those piles of papers, they're going to start focusing on it. It's going to kick off this whole dialogue about, you know, if I were more organized, if I were more this, more that, blah, 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 I would get to it.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's all rooted in a lack of self-love. Where there's true self-love, we can be focused on what in my environment supports my joy. And if we don't want to see piles of papers, then we're going to set some boundaries. That's the wood element. There we go.
Okay.
In order for the wood element to soar, and the wood element, let me tie this to the paper thing. The wood element is carpe diem, let's go now. It's the energy that awakens the universe. It's, you know, get those buds going, and the buds are blooming, and it's let's make it happen. So that's the wood element. And so where there's true self-love, we're going to carve out time for ourselves. A lot of the paper thing with I'll get to it when, we might set the intention, I'm going to get to this. But then if we're attuned to, is it bringing me joy? I thought I was going to get to it. You know, 3-4 weeks have gone by. Realistically, will I get to it? When we realize, this is the key, when we realize that the cost of having it in our face and taking up space in our mind is greater than this idea that one day we're going to get to it, we create the boundary, that's the wood element, and we go, you know what, I thought I was going to get to it, didn't, I'm releasing it now. We don't give it a second thought. And then we're free to really step into our power by living in the present.
I love that. Lean towards your joy.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tamara in the chat put that in. Jill is great. Yes, she is, Tamara. I love what you're saying, though, because it's also very practical. I think sometimes people think that, you know, feng shui is, it's so esoteric or abstract. But you're bringing it also to a very practical and usable level. And I think it's great starting with your mind, you know.
It's the root of everything. Why not, you know, why give the grass a little haircut? You know, just go to the root if it's weeds or whatever. But you know what? I appreciate that, Michelle, because as I have been a seeker and searcher in my life, what are the keys to joy? That's been what's, you know, driven me. And I'm the type of person that I'm like, you know what? People cut to the chase. Cull the diamond.
Yeah.
Hand them over. I don't want to spend time intellectualizing. I want to just, I think spiritual principles and universal laws rock. They're awesome. I want to know what's the practical application. So whenever I'm teaching anything, that's what I offer. I don't want to waste time and energy trying to figure out a bunch of, you know, esoteric principles. It's like, let's, you know, carpe diem, that's the wood element in me. It's like, let's make it practical, and also let's make it simple and let's make it easy, because the truth itself is simple. The cluttered mind is what complicates everything.
Mm-hmm. And it can be cluttered with doctrine, right?
Oh,
systems,
absolutely.
And doctrines and shoulds and how-tos and...
All of it.
Now, Jill, let's... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
But then when we step back and we're honest with ourselves and we say, well, what's true for my soul? I mean, yes, we're all interconnected, different manifestations of the divine, but we each have our own soul. And so what brings my soul joy? What allows my soul to function optimally? That I can, I heard of one of your callers earlier talking about Kabbalah, which I love, and that's in our book as well, but not the esoteric. I remember I used to like think, oh, Kabbalah, that'd be cool, Jewish mysticism, you know, I'm Jewish, I wonder what that's about. And I would go and I'd open these books. My eyes would roll back in my head and I couldn't read a single book. Then I learned through listening to some tapes years ago. Again, here are the diamonds. And I was like, oh, and those practices and principles have been guiding me ever since.
Yeah. Well, to distill, to have it distilled or bring that practical application, it has to be. And I think that's where we're going, you know, on a whole is...
Yes.
Right, that it has to be imbibed, imbued, and lived, not like something on a shelf. And maybe that's the old paradigm, you know, the new paradigm is more that practical application.
Because otherwise there's a waste of time and energy.
Oh, I agree with you. Now, one of the things I wanted to know, how... Your awakening, your first, because there's many awakenings, but what do you feel got you on this path, and then also to write this book, Feng Shui Your Mind?
You know, when I was a child, and I'm, obviously this came from my spirit, children don't think this way, I remember thinking the pain, the emotional pain, the pain I'm experiencing cannot be in vain. That thought was, the thought that it would be in vain was intolerable to me. So that, I realized looking back, was the seed that has been driving me ever since. I was very frustrated trying to learn. I've been in private practice many decades, like three decades. And initially I was really frustrated because when I was in school, I thought, okay, they're going to teach me how to be a therapist, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't happen. So what I've realized is my awakening has been learning to listen to my intuition. Since I wasn't taught these things, what has been the presence in me that has allowed me to live my life optimally and then be a facilitator of other people being able to really tap into their inner resources? So that's been my awakening. The book, here we go. I had no, when I was in school and I did my thesis, I swore up and down, I will never put myself in this position of having to write. It's like, so how do we go from that to here's this lovely book? Well, you know, again, synchronicities. People kept, my clients, my husband, my lovely husband, everybody was like, you should write a book, you should write a book, you should write a book. And I was thinking when they said, you should write a book, I had a few choice words to say to people. I didn't say that to all the people. But, and at some point, I thought, you know, when you keep hearing something and you don't want to hear it necessarily, that's the universe, you know, that's God talking.
Yeah.
So I then thought, then I had this, once I had that thought, I realized, once I drop the resistance, I'm never going to write a book, are you kidding me? Then I went, well, if I, when I was open to the possibility, then I got this idea. And I thought, well, you love to collaborate. You know you're an awesome collaborator. Who's, where is it written that a book has to be written just by you? And from there, just that openness, I met Maureen. And the book, it was like magic. There's such a power in the book. It came through us. Where Maureen, my lovely friend who's an acupuncturist, she brought that piece into the project. I brought everything that I'd, the diamonds that I'd culled over all these years of practice, working with so many people, and the book was born. That's how it all happened.
Mm. I love it. It's a streamlined synchronicity. And I like what you said, once you kind of listen,
streamlined.
You went with it.
I love
just,
that.
Streamlined. Well, when you're sharing it, I'm like, it was just so streamlined, you know. It's like, you know, cutting fabric at the beginning is always difficult, but once you find that, it just zoom, it just
yes,
goes, you
it's
know.
True. It's really true.
And, Jill, now you work with people. You've got a promotion. I want to share. A producer's been putting in the chat room, but I want to let listeners know that are listening now or later via iTunes or the archives that you have an inspirational infusion, a two-for-one special. The first four callers who book appointments with you will receive two sessions for the price of one.
How about that?
Okay. And if they're outside the Bay, is that true? Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And they could email you at, what's the email address?
It's
JillLebeau@yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. And that's JillEbeau@yahoo.com. Okay, and of course, so you work by phone. Perfect, perfect. So
yeah,
I want to let everyone know that.
There's three L's in the, and I know they have to get the right email or it would never get to me, but it's J I L L.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so say it, okay.
Yeah. So J I L L L E B E A U. Yeah, I work with folks all around the country, love doing my phone sessions.
Wonderful, yeah. So they, and it's on our Awakenings Radio Facebook page as well, and then also they can reach you at fengshuiyourmind.com.
Absolutely.
That's I love it. It's perfect. What do you feel most people right now, what are you seeing in your practice or, you know, kind of coast to coast that people are needing to do to move ahead, I guess, or become, we had a question in the chat about getting unstuck.
Unstuck. What a great question. You know what?
Yeah.
The wood. Let me just say what the elements are, just really briefly.
Yeah, would you? And the wood, because you keep alluding. Yeah, talking about the,
yeah,
the wood element.
And that's another synchronicity. When I book the date with your producer, and she's like, "Oh, here's a bunch of dates," and I was like, "Okay, this one." And then I went, "Oh my God, the first day of spring. Wood element. Hello, carpe diem." So the elements, for people to understand, the elements are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. These elements run throughout nature. But this is what, I didn't even know this when Maureen and I wrote the book, this is what I learned, they run throughout our true nature. So we have contained within each of us this unlimited source of richness and power. And our piece of that, our job, is to keep it, you've referred to balance. When we keep the elements in balance, they work for us like nobody's business. So let's take the wood element, peaking in the springtime. All creation begins with the wood element. The wood element is the energy that awakens the entire universe. So everything starts off with that. You see it again as we're watching the flowers budding into bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And so... where there is stuckness, the first place for people to look inside of themselves is to say, how is my wood element out of balance? Because the wood element is, it's not about stuckness. It's about being proactive. It's about, oh, mm-hmm. I have an idea. I'm being creative. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Carpe diem. That's the energy of the wood
mm-hmm.
element. So stuckness is always, there's clutter in the mind. I've never worked with a client where they're stuck, where we're not able to go in and excavate. First, tell me the story that's in your mind. And the story is going to go something like this. You know what? You're just not enough of whatever. And so you're never going to be. And why do you even hope that you could? It's not going to happen for you. It only happens for others. It's going to be some kind of self-deprecating, lack of self-love message, some kind of toxic shame-filled message. There's clutter
mm-hmm.
there in the mind. How can, of course someone's going to be stuck when they're not feeling good about who they are. And the reason they're not feeling good about who they are is simply clutter. It's not even the truth.
Mm. So it's removing that. The untruth is very cluttering.
Yes. It's a lie.
So it's a lot, yeah. So removing that. I like what you say too. That usually you've not found somebody that's been stuck to not have that cluttered thinking. There's something, you know, going on. And Jill, by reading your book, or do you have these principles in there? Would people be able to really get a handle on what they need to do to move forward? Because that seems to be such a theme right now, this idea of moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, the book is written exactly how you and I are speaking. We've been talking about, you mentioned the practical application. The book is written. Our intention when we wrote this book was we want it to be simple and easy. We're going to take feng shui and laws of attraction and quantum physics applied to consciousness, Kabbalah, you know, things that are very filled with complexity, generally is how they're presented. We're going to declutter all the complexity. We're going to cull the diamonds, keep it simple, keep it easy, keep it powerful. That's how this book reads. And it's fun. You know, it's important to have fun. People aren't having fun.
Yeah.
No wonder they feel so stuck. Life has become, the energy out there is, it's serious, it's full, filled with fear, you shouldn't hope for anything anymore. So that's the energy out there. So the wood element, again, is the part of us that knows intuitively how to have healthy boundaries. We have to have healthy boundaries from the collective consciousness. We need to join together as kindred spirits on this path of awakening so the 100th monkey can kick in to where there's enough of us doing it and we really shift the energy that's on the planet. So the book is filled with, we call it, you know, in feng shui, when you're doing the correction, it's called a fix. We've got a bunch of like 50 or something feng shui fixes. Again, all of them are written in a format that's simple, easy to follow, and fun.
And fun. Yeah, and do you find that that over-seriousness, to me, I find it's so heavy, and that can also cause stuckness when people are
totally.
So, which, you know, right? Overly serious.
Oh, my God. We're here. We are here to be joyful. We're here to have a good time. The fire element.
I agree.
The fire element, which follows the wood element, because the fire peaks in summertime, and it's all about joy. It's like la joie de vivre. It's like, well, let's have a good time, people. And what I find is when we're having fun, think about it. When we're fun and we're relaxed, and we're joyful, all of a sudden, we become these creative powerhouses. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, I need to write this down. Where did this idea come from? It's like, let me tell you where the idea came from, just in case you don't know. You were having fun. You know what you did? You decluttered yourself, so you became this pure channel for God to come through. Now source energy can come through, and it's going, ooh, I found a clear channel in you. Okay, how about this? How about this? This will contribute to life on the planet. This will contribute. This will optimize joy. This will optimize health. This is going to attract love into your life. That's how it happens. It's through fun. I don't spend a single session ever with a client where we're not laughing. Yeah, there might be room for tears, which is the releasing and it's purification, but that joy, it's infused in me, it emanates from me, and then, you know, energy, we know how energy is contagious, right? We pick up on everybody's energy.
Absolutely.
So before long, we're re-scripting that old cluttered up story, and we're coming up with a proactive way of looking at this is what's showing up in your life. Now, how is it happening for you? How are you going to use that? How are you going to take that and optimize your own growth and unfoldment? And then we're laughing, and the joy is so, Michelle, it's so palpable. And then we're in that high vibration. And what do we know about vibration? The higher our vibration consistently is, the easier life becomes because we're truly living in the flow. It's about vibration.
Absolutely. It is. And, you know, also one thing that you mentioned, like here to just create and be ourselves is, you know, unique, amazing beings that we are, that I feel once these beliefs of, you know, not that we're not going to learn, but the having of learning lessons, or you came back here to get it right, or, you know, you didn't evolve, so now you're stuck. I mean, it's a wonder anybody gets anything done. I mean, it's like such heavy, draggy energy. So I appreciate what you're saying. You know, your words are just, those are lightening things up, you know. Just having that type of outlook or approach, I think, will allow people to not only their vibrational frequencies raised, but, of course, that lighter. You feel lighter when your vibrational frequency is raised. And
absolutely.
You tend to create more. You tend to extend more.
Well, here's a great example of, we can look at the heavy, cluttered up version. Well, you came back because guess what? You didn't pass the first time around, so now you're stuck here, and you're probably never going to get out of here, by the way, because you just can't figure it out. So there's the heavy version. So there's clutter. Let's declutter that. I'm always about let's be in the moment. Okay, you brought that forward.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How about this? Guess what? You get to come back. Whatever you didn't complete before, regardless of how many times you were here before, it's okay. Relax. Breathe. Nobody gets it all done in one lifetime. This is the unlimited possibility of life giving you more opportunities so that the growth can happen, the unfold can happen, not because you're a screw-up, not because there's anything deficient about you or inside of you, but because the nature of life is it's ever-expanding, ever-evolving. There's nothing to worry about.
Mm.
How does that feel?
I love that. I love it.
And it's the truth.
It's the truth, exactly.
We know when we're dealing with the truth. You know why? Because we feel good.
Mm.
And we know when we're dealing with lies because we feel bad.
Yeah.
Always.
Which I find is one of the determining factors, I would say, unless it's taxes or something. But some people love paying those too. Or, you know, there's certain things people don't like particularly doing. But I find for the most part, you do have this kind of barometer that if you feel more enlivened, your energy raises, your voice raises, then you're going in the right track. You know,
absolutely.
There's more life force energy.
Absolutely.
Now, we did have a question, another question that came in I do want to get to before we run out of time here.
I know. To you all day long. I'm loving this.
I know. Me too. Well, you have to come back. We had I don't know if it was Twitter or email question about, because they saw that you were on and they're going to be listening later via iTunes, but wanted me to ask this. Apparently, in fact, there's something about a certain pathway, or if you have things in front of doors that it blocks energy. They wanted you to speak to that. If there are certain things placed in your house in certain ways that do block energy.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I like to take the intuitive approach with all of this because, you know why? It's easy. If there's something that's blocking the door, let's say you have something that's in front of your, you know, front door, a bunch of clutter or whatever is there, then, yeah, of course, it's going to block the energy from being able to flow easily throughout the home. How do you know if you have something that's blocking the energy? It's really simple. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. You're just going to feel it. And this is the key. Yet again, it's fine to study feng shui. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful teaching. It's fine. If people want to study the bagua, get into all, that's fine. Or here's another way. Just walk through your home. Look around. First clear your mind and then walk around and just say, is this bringing me joy? Is this, you know, carton of whatever that's in front of the front door or blocking the back door or blocking the window, whatever, is it bringing me joy? Very simple. If it's bringing you joy, leave it there. Step over it. The mind, again, the mind is the root of everything that we're experiencing. So I say, cut to the chase, people. Go straight to the root cause.
Yeah. And I like what you're saying as well, because it gives people that accountability to feel it. Because I always say sometimes you don't have, you know, I say your spiritual tools at some point need to be, if you're on a deserted island or you're just on an island with some people and there's nothing else, you can't say, oh, wait a minute, let me get my crystal, you know, this and that.
Exactly.
You know, I love all that stuff. But you've got to have it within you. You know, it's all within you.
And
take it with you.
And that's the truth of it. It is all within us. And so what do we get to do? If we're on that, I love that, being on the island, and let's say there's even no computer. Oh, my God, I can't look up the feng shui. What about the bagua? You know, then it's like, you know what? Now you have an again, let's get rid of the clutter and declutter it. New story. Oh, I have an opportunity to close my eyes and go within and start trusting that all of these elements, these superpowers, our spiritual powers, lie within me. I can, and then what do? We start trusting in them. We start trusting in the intuition. What's one of the laws of the universe? I love it. Whatever you're focusing on is expanding. So if your focus is, and your thought, your predominant state of thought is, well, I can't trust myself. I need a reference book. I need to look it up. I guess, Google it. What would I do without Google? Here's what we do without Google. We go within, and we would breathe.
Yeah.
And we would declutter, and the more we declutter, the easier it is to tune in to that ever so small, ever so powerful voice within that's doing its darndest to give us a divine positioning system, the DPS, you know, DPS for the divine, and trying to guide us. Our job is to, we can resist it, fight life, fight the universe, and be stuck and miserable. Or we can breathe and open to the possibilities, and it's all up to us. And guess what? Even if you spent your whole life resisting up until this very moment, in this moment, you can, you know, feng shui your mind and go, you know what? I'm going to surrender to who I really am. I'm going to surrender to the divine and trust everything's happening for my good. When we affirm on a daily basis, when the challenges show up, and we go, oh, God, why is this happening, blah, blah, blah. And then we go, oh, what I meant was, in what way is this going to enrich my life? I'm so excited about this. I know only good is going to come out of this. We literally, that's the observer looking at the event, we literally put ourselves on a different trajectory and position ourselves. We take ourselves in that instant from suffering to soaring. Because, you know, pain in life, pain is inevitable. It's an aspect of life. But it's there to open doors for our unfoldment. Suffering is, now we're speaking of stuckness. Suffering is stuckness, but why are we stuck? Because of the mental story.
Yeah. It's a choice. I find suffering, you keep making that choice over, the decisions keep coming up and you're choosing.
Yeah.
I'm staying here, I'm having this experience here.
Yeah.
Jill, this has been fantastic.
I loved it.
Wonderful,
Michelle.
Sharing. God, you got to come back. You got to come back. Part two. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah, I want to dive even more into the elements. But I want to make sure everyone knows that you have your Jill's Inspirational Infusion for the first four callers who book appointments, and they can go to fengshuiyourmind.com or email you at jillebeau@yahoo.com, and that's jillebeau at yahoo.com. All right, Jill. Well, thank you so much for being on Awakenings Radio. This has been fantastic. Thanks for sharing.
I've loved every moment. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you, Awakened listeners. This has been amazing. I loved her. It was a great conversation here. I feel very awake, very tuned in and connected. If you want more information on our guest, Jill LeBeau, you can go to fengshuiyourmind.com. And also, connect with us. We're doing the decluttering, clear out, cleanse, cut back, cut down, clean up to connect in. Share with us how your process is going on the Awakenings Radio page, Awakenings with Michelle Mache on Facebook. You can also email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com, and let us know what you're cutting back on, clearing out, cleaning up, and how it's going. And so let's do it for the next few weeks, all right? All right, everyone, as always, I love connecting with you all. Continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake. Ooh, almost forgot. Teleseminar coming up this Saturday, so you can find out more about it also on the Awakenings Radio page, Soul Mind Mapping, looking at what the higher self is presenting you. All right, blessings and light, everyone. Big hug.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.